This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. In 2010, Lizzie Ross made a name for herself as a singer-songwriter in North Carolina, straight out of college at UNC Chapel Hill. Then she moved to Nashville to explore new opportunities. But after 4 years there, she started to feel a little homesick. While that city was certainly filled with passionate and impressive musicians, Lizzie missed being part of a musical community here in North Carolina. She moved back to the Triangle last summer and has been collaborating with a number of artists since her return. She recently recorded a new live album with musician Omar Ruiz Lopez called Violet Bell. And they are with me in the studio to talk about that and more. Lizzie Ross, welcome back. Good to have you here.
Thank you so much for having us, Frank. It's a pleasure to be here.
So good to see you again. And Omar, welcome back. Good to have you as well.
Nice to be back.
So, Lizzie, tell us a little bit about what you've been up to. How was life in Nashville?
It was great. It was really rich for me. And it's such a great thing to see communities of artists all over the country and see how people organize themselves and work with one another and reflect on each other's successes and setbacks. So there was so much to learn being in community with people there. And when I came back to North Carolina, I was struck by how much the people and the connection to the land really fed me, and I had to stay.
Interesting. Did you kind of feel that loss, or did you? I mean, sometimes that happens when you come back and you notice something that you'd been missing and you didn't know it while you were gone.
I remember summers in Nashville thinking, man, there are these white plaster walls sweating around me, and I could be on the Haw River drinking beer right now.
And
I think I came back in August and I was like, oh, the Haw River, I have to stay.
You are back. Will you do a song for us now?
Yes, please. This tune's called Dear One, and in such a time of tears, I hope we can offer some healing with it.
Secret songs, you know, and nothing is wrong, yeah, you know, and nothing.
is wrong in the dark before the dawn.
Lizzie Ross and Omar Ruiz Lopez. The song is Dear One from their new album, Violet Bell. It was recorded live at the Rooster's Wife in Aberdeen, North Carolina. They're going to be playing at Mystery Brewing Public House in Hillsboro tonight, and you will be playing tomorrow, Sunday in Durham.
Sunday,
right? Where are you
yeah.
playing?
We're doing actually a series of Sunday gigs on July 10th, 17th, and 24th for free at Arcana, which is a lovely spot in Durham. We'll start around 7:30 and... It's just a fun opportunity for Omar and I to try out some different arrangements and get a little crazy with our interpretations of the songs.
Tell me about this Violet Bell. You decided to go to the Rooster's Wife and do a live recording, huh?
Yeah, it was such a synchronistic experience, let's say. I had been reflecting with a friend about how difficult it can be to get things together in the studio, get things, people showing up on time and making all these choices about all the stuff you want to add into a song. And I had this yearning to do something simple that captured the feeling of being in the room. So why not do a live album? The next day, my friend Janet Canworthy and I were on the phone, and she said she had just had a cancellation 3 weeks from that date. So we decided to go for it and do this live recording, which is when I called up Omar and we started to play together, and that was actually our first
really?
Show together.
Yeah. Well, Omar,
yeah.
you've been playing around. You've been playing with a lot of different artists in this area, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's been a great experience to try so many different styles.
What's this collaboration like?
It's cosmic and very pleasing to my ears and challenging.
Challenging how?
Well, I have to play the song, and I feel like my main instrument in most groups has been the violin, but I can do other things, and I want to explore those other things, like playing the guitar and the mandolin and the cello, as well as the violin.
Do you get a chance to do all that on this album?
Yeah, well...
Since that was our first gig, we only had a couple tunes that we got to do together that are recorded on Violet Bell. But since then, we were like, oh my God, we got to capitalize on this and make some music together. So we've been busting out arrangements for all the tunes and are working on songs for a new album
so now
that we
every
record
song,
together.
Now every song on the album has an arrangement.
As opposed to your live recording when you weren't even ready.
It seems like it happens that way. I'm happy enough that I'm playing with Omar, so yeah. I'll take the strange order of events any day.
Well, I want to keep you happy. Will you play again?
Yes, please.
Good.
This tune's called Write My Lines. Something is blooming, I'll say it up front. I know I can't always get what I want, but every day you waltz through my mind since we went walking in North Country Pines.
you do your math, and I'll write my lines. Call if you like, 'cause we'll have a good time.
Lizzie Ross and Omar Ruiz Lopez, Write My Lines, from their new album, Violet Bell. It was recorded live at the Rooster's Wife in Aberdeen, North Carolina. They're going to be at Mystery Brewing Public House in Hillsborough tonight and Arcana in Durham on Sunday. Another great song.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're doing a podcast now with your sister,
yes,
right?
It's called Dream Freedom Beauty, and the website is dreamfreedombeauty.com.
Well, what's it all about?
It's about nature and intuition and getting folks to talk about how they found something that resonated with them, how they've developed their intuition and their ability to live in integrity with their own sense of self in the world. So we talk from people, anyone from scientists to shamans to dowsers, all kinds of weird, freaky stuff, and we have so much fun.
We're ignoring a lot of ourselves and our ability to actually perceive the world, aren't we?
Yes.
We're just sort of not paying attention to intuition.
It's been really cool to talk with people who've developed these different capacities that aren't a normal part of the conversation when we're talking about
the
five
senses. We are becoming more normal. Luckily, neuroscience is actually, now that they can give it a name, we can start taking it
exactly.
seriously.
Exactly. We can start
again.
Substantiating some of this stuff.
That's great. So well, that's cool. So it's called Dream Freedom Beauty.
That's right. It's on iTunes.
Very cool.
And, you know, folks should know, too, we just have this new album. It's up for sale at lizzy.net. Easy enough to remember. Yep. L-I-Z-Z-Y.
Lizzie, I have time, and Omar, I've got time for one more song.
All right.
I'm going to let you play us out. But first, I want to thank you very much. Lizzie Ross, Omar Ruiz Lopez recently released a live album called Violet Bell. A lot of upcoming shows, Mystery Brewing House in Hillsboro tonight, Arcana in Durham on Sunday, Saxapahaw, you'll be there with your beer.
Next Saturday, we'll be there.
No doubt.
Back in Carolina.
We've got all that stuff at our website, stateofthings.org. Thanks so much. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Lizzie Ross and Omar Ruiz Lopez.
Thank you so much, Frank.
Vampire, kiss me. You know what it is to be alone. Surrender.